Welcome into another edition of Three and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, and as we do every week on the show, we will be taking a look back at a big performance from the Broncos in the previous game. We'll be looking ahead to this week's events and storylines, and of course, we'll take a look at the big matchup on Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's get right to it.
Third down and goal from the one. Brady in the shotgun. He's going to be hit, and down he goes. Justin Simmons.
Time now for first down. Eric Dalala joins me now. And Eric, we're taking a look back at a high impact performance from the previous week. A guy that we've seen a lot of growth from into this season, Justin Simmons. Another great weekend and a sack against Tom Brady.
Yeah, he helped hold the Patriots in the red zone this past weekend with a big sack on third down. Really important to the Broncos being able to get off the field there and at the time keeping the game close. But like you mentioned, he's really improved from last year. It's his second year. He's played in every game this year as he's replaced T.J. Ward at safety. His tackle totals are already up from last year. He's got a sack. He's got an interception. He's played really well. And I think something that you've probably seen as well as me, he's played really well in the run game. And everybody knew that he'd be able to kind of fly around and play that free safety role, that ball hawking role. But he came up and made some really big hits against New England, and that really impressed me.
He's a guy that a lot of our fans didn't know a lot about coming into his rookie season. They obviously know a lot about him now. Where do you think that he's improved the most, or why do you think he's having so much success this year as opposed to last year?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be that run-stopping area where he's had the most improvement. As far as why that's happening, I think just another year in the system, it's obviously getting more play time, and when you're able to have that and you're able to be on the field all the time, that's when you really start to figure things out, be successful. We see the same things with Will Parks, who's also getting more time now as the dime back. And those guys are really comfortable. And if you're looking right now for a reason to be encouraged about the Broncos and the Broncos defense, these two guys are going to be around for a really long time, and they're going to be good.
Time now for second down. Ben Swanson joins me now. Ben, taking a look at the big storyline or big events of the week. And it doesn't get much bigger than this for the Broncos organization this week. It's Ring of Fame weekend.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's a great time to honor one of Pat Bowlen's, you know, the first things he did here, which is create the Ring of Fame, honor the team's tradition and its history. And that gets started this weekend. Friday, a bunch of alumni will be out here. They'll have the Ring of Fame reception, unveiling of the bust for Red Miller. And, yeah, it'll be a great weekend. They'll come out to practice on Saturday, and, you know, the fans will honor them over the weekend. So it's a great time to be a Broncos fan to look back. You know, this season might be rough, but, you know, there's so much history with this team to really be proud of, and this weekend's the time to review it.
You mentioned Red Miller, a very important part of this Broncos organization. Unfortunately, Red, of course, passed away earlier this year. But he's still going to get a very high honor. I know it means a lot for his family to get that honor. What does he mean to the Broncos organization?
Well, I think it's, I mean, where this team is now, the prestige it has, it all begins with him. Before him, you know, the team was in dire straits. They had a winning percentage of about 36%, and he completely flipped it around. I mean, the base was there when he got there, but he flipped it to, I think, 65, 66% winning percentage. So without him, they don't have that first Super Bowl appearance, and who knows how it would have gone without him. He really established the tradition they have of, you know, the standard of excellence that they uphold today, or, you know, they hold themselves to today. It really begins with him, so you really have to take your hat off to him. And when you're looking back at where the history of this franchise really gets to the elite level.
Dalton now with his team down by 12. Knocked up in the air and it's intercepted. The wheels have come off. Will Parks with the pick.
Time now for third down. We bring in our closer, Phil Milani. And Phil,
been warming up the arms.
So you're ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Bengals game this coming weekend. This is a team that's kind of in a similar place, at least record-wise, as the Broncos are. What do you see from this match?
Well, it's a big game for the Broncos because after facing teams like the Eagles and the Patriots, two of the best teams in the league, now they face a team that has the same record as it. Both teams have 3-6 records. And when you look at this Bengals team, despite having Andy Dalton at quarterback, they're one of the lower-ranked teams offensively. They're last in the league when it comes to yards per game. So this defense might have an opportunity to get a bounce back game. The Bengals have been struggling with turnovers too. So maybe the defense might be able to find some of that mojo back. On the other side of the ball, Brock Osweiler is going to be starting. And then we know that the Bengals have a pretty good defense. Vontaze Burfict, always that threat to make a big hit, something like that. So the Broncos got to approach this game like we need a win against a team like the Bengals coming in.
This is a team like we saw a couple weeks ago. AJ Green, of course, you know, the Jalen Ramsey incident.
Frustrations, of course.
The frustrations are boiling over. They haven't been a good team on third down. What area do you think the Broncos need to exploit quickly in order to get off to a good start? Because they haven't been able to do that recently.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is that they've been shooting themselves in the foot. And so maybe if the Broncos can make the Bengals shoot themselves in the foot, that might get the Broncos off to a hot start, get some of that momentum going, get that home crowd going into it. If you read my guy, Butch Hobson, from the Bengals, he talks about how they've been out-snapped. Like 2 weeks ago, the Jaguars actually had 41 more snaps than the Bengals. So if you can get the Bengals off the field on third down and maybe the Broncos can get some longer drives, I think that'll be the key to success against them.
That'll do it for us on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Eric Dallala, Ben Swanson, and Phil Milani. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week on 3 and Out.